ABC Radio Australia.
If you do an online search for Vanuatu, you'll probably see beautiful images of amazing aqua blue water, palm trees, and people with hibiscus flowers tucked behind their ears. The further you go, the images start to change though. Photos of what was left after a natural disaster, so twisted metal, trees on the ground, and mounds of timber, which were once people's homes. Over 75% of Vanuatu's population is at risk of two or more natural disasters. This is Florence Fanu. She's a reporter in Vanuatu.
All through the year, communities in Vanuatu are faced by strong cyclones, flash flooding, landslides, earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions.
There is help from governments, aid organizations, and donors.
There are a few community-based NGOs that are also working to help prepare their communities for disasters.
Vanuatu is now ranked the most at-risk country to natural disaster in the world, with more than 76% of our population exposed.
This is Alan Tarman. He's from a group trying to take back ownership of disasters in their country. He's a little hard to hear on this line. Communication is also a problem in Vanuatu.
The Category 5 Cyclone Harold, which made a direct hit on Western Sango in 2020, destroyed 75% of homes, 52% of school infrastructure, and compromised the food and water security of the entire area. To this day, the national government has still not rolled out any major recovery support more than 2 years after the storm.
And how are communities there coping with these disasters?
We are using local ways to help each other to cope. For example, after Cyclone Harold, we moved more than 10,000 pieces of roofing tarps from unaffected communities to those that lost all their roofs. We are also building up what we call Community Disaster and Climate Change Committee to take local ownership of the disaster response.
Pacific Prepared.